Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. My name is Claireline Devon, and tonight my special co-hosts are John and Lisa Thomas. Tonight our topic is, are you getting love? For those of you new to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, we broadcast every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'd like to take a moment to share with you a little bit about who the International Black Summit is. We are a gathering of people of Black African descent from diverse backgrounds, countries, lifestyles, opinions, and views, and we come together to celebrate and empower the vision of the Declaration and explore questions and issues which empower our participants to realize their vision, community, and the world. We gather the first weekend in August of every year. This event is called the Summit. This year in 2010, we will be back stateside in Baltimore, Maryland. And if you've been following our shows, you know that the Summit was in London, England this past year, and prior to that, we were in Anguilla. If you'd like to register for the August event, go to our website at www.blacksummit.org. You can also see all upcoming events on our website. You can join the IBS social network also by logging into www.blacksummit.org. And the IBS social network is new. It's your opportunity to tell us about who you are, what you're up to in the world, find out what our Summit family is up to, make some new friends, and also you can listen to any past recordings of the IBS talk show. I invite you to check out the website and to make plans to attend the annual event the first weekend in August in Baltimore, Maryland. Participants from around the world have found the Summit event to be an empowering event, one that fosters personal breakthroughs, creates energizing relationships, and also promotes community transformation. At the first Summit, which was held in 1991 in Atlanta, Georgia, the participants created the Declaration. This Declaration embodies the spirit and the charge of the International Black Summit. I'd like to take a moment to share with you the Declaration of the International Black Summit. It is as follows. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our body, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. This declaration statement was created at the first formal summit event in Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th in 1991, and it continues to presence itself today in this moment in me, in our guests, and all over the world. In addition to this declaration, each annual summit results in a specific question or declaration that participants engage in throughout the year until the next summit annual event. And this year's declaration is, I am the source of my vision. I am the source of my vision. So keeping in mind that you're the source of your vision, and looking from the line in the declaration that is a stand for establishing nurturing relationships, tonight, we invite you to engage with us around the question, are you giving, getting love? Most of you are listening over the internet, and if you'd like to call into the show with a comment or a question, please call us at 646-716-9827. Are you getting love? Call 646-716-9827. Are you in a nurturing relationship? Call 646-716-9827. Are you giving love? Call 646-716-9827. Once you get in, press 1 to let us know that you'd like to make a comment or ask a question. I want to take this time to say happy Valentine's Day to everyone. Everyone deserves love, and if you don't have someone special, as comedian Monique says, you just wrap your arms around yourself and give yourself some love. That's where it all starts. I have about 4 points I think are really key in establishing a nurturing relationship, and then I'd like to invite my special co-host to share and then take some questions and comments from our listening audience. So number 1, I think you got to be giving love to self. And when you're giving love to self and having a nurturing relationship with yourself, this is really the first step to being able to give and get love from other people. Knowing what you want for yourself really allows you to communicate it to others so that they can give it to you. The second point I want to make, you got to give to others to experience love, and this is called the law of reciprocation. I wrote a little wedding vows book called Circle of Love, and basically the premise is that everything that you give comes back to you. Everyone wins when you give to others from your gifts, and it's really kind of interesting because when you give everything, there's nothing to lose, and you really gain. And I could point to scriptures in the Bible around that as well, but you all know what I'm talking about. The third step is the willingness to do the work. And you might say this is commitment, working together, sharing the responsibility as well as the reward. And this is our commitment to our vision, being our best self for ourselves and for others. And then the last ingredient, the last point I want to make is humor. So in addition to commitment to self, commitment to others, to get love requires some humor. As they say, don't sweat the small stuff. Not taking things too seriously, being able to view even the most serious things like death with humor. Humor kind of takes the edge off, and it reminds us that nothing is so serious that we can't step back from it and see the humor in the situation. I want to acknowledge Ruby Dee and Ossie Davis, and also President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama as part of our Black History theme for this month. They are two phenomenal couples. Both are involved in civil rights movements, and they are both couples I feel demonstrate the 4 points that I've mentioned above. The Obamas are always seen joking around with each other, and I want to share a short passage from the joint bio from Ruby Dee and Ossie Davis that really represent their commitment and also their humor. They wrote in their joint biography, cremation, this is about their death once they die, cremation after a public ceremony and then into an urn, a special urn, large enough and comfortable enough to hold both our ashes. Whoever goes first will wait for the other. When we are united at last, we want the family to say goodbye and seal the urn forever. Then on the side, in letters not too bold, but not too modest either, we want the following inscription, Ruby and Ossie, in this thing together. That is some powerful love and kind of humorous too. Are you?
It was Ruby and Ossie what?
Ruby and Ossie in this thing together.
Oh, got it.
Are you getting love? Call in 646-716-9827. Q7. I'd like to welcome my special co-hosts, John and Lisa Thomas. Welcome. And if you could just share with our listening audience a little bit about yourself, how you met, and we'll get started on this topic. Answering the question, are you giving and getting love? And how do we establish nurturing relationships?
Go ahead, Boo.
Well, this is Lisa of the John and Lisa Thomas duo. And we've now been married for 15 years, going on 16. And we met in 1991. So we've been together for quite a while. We met at an event in Greensboro, North Carolina. My husband was a part of a fundraising event, and I was at the hotel where this was occurring. And long story short, he approached me and said hello, and the rest is history. We had a opportunity to be in love, to break up, to be in love again, to break up again, and to be upset, and to be in love, and to be all of that. So we are actually delighted and honored to be able to be in this conversation called Getting and Giving Love, because I think that we have had some experiences that we can share with the audience tonight to give some great insight in that arena. So thank you so much for having us.
Awesome. Thank you for being with us this evening. John?
Well, I mean, she pretty much said it. That's how we met. I was at the hotel at a bid for bachelors upstairs, and she was downstairs at the hotel at the jazz club, and I saw her sitting on the chair with I wouldn't say it was a short skirt, but there was a considerable amount of her leg hanging out, and it caught my attention. And so I had these roses from upstairs, and I had made up in my mind I was going to come downstairs and give that rose to a beautiful woman, and it just happens to be, in this case, Lisa. And, we've been together ever since. Sometimes very, very happy, elated, ecstatic, googly, googly eyes, and sometimes I can't stand her, she can't stand me. And, we've gone back and forth and back and forth. And one of the things that I would say has probably made the biggest difference for us in our relationship is the ability to communicate no matter what. No matter what. No matter what. We're both coaches. Life and business coaches. We are both facilitators, workshop trainers. I'm particularly in an area of expertise in the world of technology and internet marketing, and I'm also a real estate broker. She is a visionary for women. She works with women a lot in the area of productivity, professional, their vision, being a professional, and their relationships. So I think tonight's going to be pretty interesting. Now, what I will say, Clara, before we even begin, it might sound like we know what we're talking about. And I just want the listeners to know these are just some things that we've seen.
And that have worked for us.
And that have worked for us, that we've experienced.
Got
some
it.
Of the stuff we've done, you may not want to try at home.
Well, I'm going to bring our historical people into the mix, too. And it's interesting that you say that, because Ozzy and Ruby D said the same thing. You know, they said they've done what they did. They may not recommend it for everybody, but it works for them. And I think, given that today is Valentine's Day, people make up what that might mean or what that you know, means doesn't mean. And you know, you think, are you getting love? Are you giving love? You know, what is that all about? You know, are you in a nurturing relationship? What does it all mean? How do we have that? You know, how do we express ourselves on our highest level, so to speak, you know, which is, I call the vibration of love, the highest level that we can hope to attain in any given moment. But I'm gonna back up because I think really fast, and I'm gonna ask the two of you, are you getting and giving love? And I'll ask you each to answer that separately.
Sure. I love the part you made about the highest vibration of love, Clara. The thing for me is absolutely, I would say I'm getting and giving in the space of, and this is what I say, and I want to preface this again by what John said, that this is what works for me inside of my relationship with him. So for me, all there ever is the present moment, and I have an opportunity to create, generate, if you will, love for myself to be present. I also believe that love begins within the spirit of who you are. Mm-hmm. And if you're able to tap into that, what I call spiritual love within, and you're comfortable in your skin, you can own who you are, you are powerful in that right of who you are, then vibrationally you will experience this word we call love, and you can freely and generously give it. Mm-hmm. So I would say it's up to me to be present to this thing called love, to receive love, and to also give this love. And when I'm in that kind of space, it's easy for me to love him. Now, you know, day to day things happen and he'll do what he does and I'll do what I do, and then, you know, I may not be present to love in a moment, in a certain kind of times of day, right? But I know that if I'm willing to stop and be present, I will be, and I can be, and I can generate that. And I think being able to access it freely myself, I'm able to always cause it in our relationship.
That's an interesting word, cause it. So part of what I'm hearing you say is self-love is prevalent, and when, you know, you can see it in yourself, you can actually mirror it and cause it in John.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, yeah, my experience is that if I am experiencing this presence, if you will, or this emotion called love, if I'm experiencing it for myself, that vibration of love will spill onto him. And he can be in whatever mood that he's in, you know, or he can be going through whatever he's going through, or he can respond to me in any way that he responds. Let's just say, for example, he's having a bad day, or let's say, for example, I did something and he's upset. But if I'm in the space of love, right, like I'm in the space of it, I can honor him being upset about whatever he's upset about and still love him. And love him through whatever he's dealing with. Because I've come to that place of acceptance for myself, the essence of who I am, the essence of the relationship that we created, and all of that. I should also say, though, in the very beginning, one of the things that I said is when we met that we were going to be married forever. So I'd like to also insert in here, and I'm sure we'll talk about this maybe a little bit more, that commitment is, you know, something that you probably want to have up front, that kind of dedication and commitment to the relationship working, as well as being present and being responsible and causing this thing called love.
Gotcha. So commitment, responsibility, and present to loving yourself and how that gets shared and generated in somebody else. That's awesome.
Right. Right. Like, yeah, like you really can cause it not only in yourself, but you can cause it in another by first causing it within yourself.
Gotcha. That's great. That's perfect.
Well, let me see. Is there anything left to say?
Speechless, Lisa. This is a first for me.
Well, this is my movie. Well, we usually use the same language, so I'm just gonna just shift the context just a little bit. The question is, are you getting love? Are you getting love? I agree that this phenomenon that we call love, this collection of emotional feelings and experiences, this notion that we've kind of grown up in, and compare the experience that we're having with ourselves and other people as love, starts over here. In the International Black Summit, we use a term called clearing.
Mm-hmm.
We use it a lot of different ways, but in this space, I want to use it as, at least for us, are you giving love or getting love starts with the clearing for love over here with me. You know, am I clearing for it? You know, am I being in a way that love is present for me and love can be attracted to me? And I think it starts there. And what I find is there's a distinction between being in love and love. And for the last 19 years, I've loved my wife. Also during the last 19 years, I've gone in and out of being in love with my wife, with Boobie, as I call her.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I think in relationships, we get into a lot of mischief when the expectation is to be in love, if you will, all the time. And whatever that feeling is that you get when you're being in love. Now, Lisa and I purposely live a life of discovery, so that helps a lot. We're always exploring. We're always supporting each other, going to the next level. Sometimes the support is not pretty. Sometimes the support may be the source of why we're not in love as we're going through what we're going through, but eventually we return to it. And then there's another thing that we typically do periodically, which is what we would call complete our relationship.
Mm.
And we actually go through the space of looking at what works, what didn't work, what doesn't work, what I said I would do that I didn't do, what I said I would do that I did do, and she would do the same. And during that time period, it's all up for grabs. And it's probably a good chance during that time period we're not in love. But after we go through those spaces and then we look again, because, you know, it's kind of like we're starting all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're back to being googly eyes and, hey, honey, how are you? I'm fine. How are you? You know, back in that space. And I say it still all starts over here. Synonymous with what Lisa said, that, you know, it's got to be over here with me. You know, so if you got a conversation called, am I worthy? Then it's kind of hard to be loved or be in love. If you got a conversation called not good enough or I'm less than,
mm-hmm.
So, or if you got a conversation called I'm better than or you think you're superior, or one thinks they're superior. It's hard to be in that space and be a clearing for love, at least for us. And should I say at least for me? You know, she's nodding her head, so I'm saying at least for us. So right. Am I getting it? Sure. Am I giving it? Yes. And I think it's more for me, am I giving it? Because I'm not really interested in it coming back on the surface, but my spirit is. Mm. And, you know, sometimes she may not acknowledge me as fast as I would want her to. You know, sometimes as a man, I'm pretty simple. You know, just acknowledge me for taking out the trash or washing the dishes or, you know, cleaning the toilet. Goes a long way. Sometimes she doesn't do that, but that doesn't diminish the love that I'm getting from her, because that's not my goal.
Right.
My goal is not to get love from her.
So
I remember I was the person that asked her to marry me, even though she told me I was going to do it.
That's causing Lisa was talking about earlier.
Right, call.
Yeah.
That's call, girl. That's call.
I didn't believe it at the time. It was like 4 years earlier.
Yes, you got to put it in his face. You got to put it in his face now.
Right.
But I did ask her.
Right. And that's I'm going to like highlight that. That's a really important part of visioning is not only to think a thing, but also, you know, you can write it down. And you hold a particular vision, and you have to share that vision with other people so that they can see what you see. And they may not, you know, get it at the time, and that's really irrelevant, as you know, Lisa, because you caused the thing, the man proposed, and here we are. Here we are.
Right. And the other thing I want to highlight before you go on, Clara, is early on, we made a commitment to having an extraordinary relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know what that was. We had a good idea of what it wasn't. And so we actually did some work in going for having an extraordinary relationship. So when things get really tough, there's this gauge that we can always look to. You know, like as a barometer.
Mm-hmm.
And inside the space of both agreeing to have an extraordinary relationship, we didn't say we're going to be happy all the time or excited all the time. However, we would have an extraordinary relationship all the time,
mm-hmm.
which meant for us having conversations that I know I didn't want to have, and she definitely didn't want to have. She's shaking her head. And most couples don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And staying with it inside of our commitment to have an extraordinary relationship.
Yeah, I think one of the things I want to highlight in just in that piece that John just mentioned is, you know, there's an element of confrontation here that he's talking about, that a lot of people aren't willing to face or confront. And
mm-hmm.
when I say a level of confrontation, I mean, you know, being willing to tell your authentic truth about what's happening with you, about what's happening in the relationship, all the things that you see is working, not working, all of it, being willing to put that on the table. And the truth of the matter is, at least my experience of coaching and supporting other couples is that they're not willing to do that. And it's tough, not to say that it isn't. It's a tough thing, but when you have a commitment, as John and I have created, to have an extraordinary relationship, then you're willing to go for it. And you're willing to walk on those waters that most people aren't willing to walk on. And we know that at the end, because our commitment is to have something extraordinary, we know that something extraordinary will come out of it. I think the other thing that I want to highlight here, John had mentioned that we were committed to having an extraordinary relationship. We're also committed to each other's
self-expression.
Self-expression. So you know, I'm committed to John being fully expressed and completely being all of who he is, and likewise. And with that, that can be a scary thing, too, for a lot of people, because as you grow, you know, I just mentioned we've been together now for 19 years. You know, as you grow and you expand, you see different things you want to do. There are different things you want to pursue in life that you didn't anticipate that your partner would want to do, and you have to confront all of that. But if you have a commitment to their full-blown self-expression, then that's something that, you know, you'll have to deal with and confront as a couple. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're committed to something extraordinary. We're committed to each other. And, you know, you brought this word love up, right? That's what we're talking about tonight. Are you getting and are you giving? And I think it's critical that we talk about these other things, because that is the true pathway to love being present. Because each time that we confront those tough conversations and we bump up against all the things that we do not want to talk about, and we feel like this is it, this is the end, and everybody is crying because John and Lisa's breaking up, it is a good thing at the end of that road, end of that conversation, because where we find ourselves is back in love again, while at the same time we knew we loved each other through it all.
This is really great. I just want to say this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and tonight we're discussing Are You Giving, Getting Love? Inside of the declaration, the line in the declaration, which is establishing nurturing relationships. And inside of the summit conversation, John, you brought it up earlier, there's several different distinctions. One is clearing. Another one is completion. And I really like the way you both are using those two distinctions inside of your relationship. The clearing, which is you bring all of the issues, as it were, to the table and discuss them and kind of get it out. So if one were to imagine a glass of water, and the water inside of the glass represents all of the stuff that we have, you know, the stuff we like, the stuff we don't like, the stuff we're upset about, the stuff we love, you know, the stuff we're passionate about. And in this clearing conversation, you're pouring all of that water onto a table and letting it flow out so everybody can see what's on the table. So now the water is not in the glass anymore. It's not contained inside of, you know, me, Clara, the individual, John, the individual, Lisa, the individual, but it's out of our vessels, you know, out in the open where everybody can see it. So there's this clearing, and now that it's been cleared out of our internal vessel, the glass is now empty. And one could say that the glass being empty is a form of completion. So now that the glass is empty, you can start anew. You can fill the glass with, you know, some different water, a different beverage. You know, you can fill it with different stuff, different issues, different desires, different concerns. And I like this thing that you come together and do this completion. And I think it's good not only for married couples, but for, you know, people in general. I mean, this would be great in business as well, to just kind of get everything out. And it's like brainstorming almost. You put everything on the table, dump it all out on the table, and then you can sort out what you want to take or take with you into this new creation, this new beginning, this new phase of being in love, you know, this new space of being in relationship with you to that next level of relationship. And you're complete with what's on the table. In fact, we'll assume that what's on the table evaporated. The water that's on the table, it evaporated. It no longer exists. Now, it gives information to what you put in the glass for the next round, but what was before is complete. It's done in the moment. And now you have this opportunity to begin again and start again. And what's really cool in the summit conversation, we're always saying in the moment, in the moment. Because all we really have is this moment, but you can clear yourself and complete moment to moment to moment. So, like, right now I may be fine, and an hour from now I may need to empty my glass again, clear myself, so that I can complete on whatever was going on with me and move on to the next level. And I think in relationship or in establishing a nurturing relationship, those distinctions, those tools are really very useful in us getting to a higher self, to a higher level.
Exactly. And the thing I want to add to what you're saying, Clara, is there's a couple things fundamentally that we may do a little differently in terms of our completion.
Okay.
Now, our completion doesn't always mean end. Doesn't always mean the end of something. Our completion oftentimes is we are now completing on who we've been being in the relationship. You know, who, like if I've been being a complaint that Lisa doesn't clean the kitchen, and I've been being that complaint for 3 months, and now it is mustered into she's leaving stuff in the bathroom. And now I'm now looking for all these things that Lisa's doing, and it's starting to impact how I communicate with her, how I talk with her, how I want to be with her, how I want to be around her. And then something else gets mixed in. Now there's some issue with money. And so that's kind of like part of that's driving who I'm being about, and I got to complain about that. And then it might be something about making love or being intimate. And now I'm in this conversation, I'm not getting what I want in this relationship. And so now I'm being a butthole in the relationship. So I'm complaining, I'm being a butthole. All of this, by the way, is undistinguished to me in the moment, as you say. And somewhere along the line, she's doing whatever she's doing. And somewhere along the line, we actually start this process. But I want you to know, we don't start it like we sit down and say it's time for us to complete. You know, life has given us enough opportunity that we're looking at how we're being and who we're being in the relationship, and it's really not working. And we are really at the point of completing who we're being and completing, like terminating the relationship. So when I say it's all up for grabs, it really is all up for grabs. At the end of our talking, we know that we could be going separate ways. And for us, without that, we really wouldn't be completing. You know, we would be kind of analyzing it. So it, for the possibility of for us to be together, the possibility for us to be apart also has to exist. So when we're completing in those spaces, it could mean the end, but mostly it means we're completing on who we've been being. And at the end of it, we look again. And we used to complete and then create something. But now we complete and then just listen for what the next level of our relationship is. And, you know, again, I tell you, it could happen. I don't think it'll happen tomorrow because we're not in that space.
Right.
But given some of the challenges we were going through a year or so ago, it could have happened any day. And we could have been going separate direction, and it was going to be over. You know what I'm saying? Over.
Right.
And because of that, we've now done it enough to feel comfortable that we can go further, because it always turns out, but there's always the risk. And actually what does happen is the relationship where happened actually dies. Mm-hmm. The one that we are having actually dies. And it does end, if you will.
Mm-hmm. and you start a new relationship with a different way of being about.
We start a new relationship with a different way of being.
Right.
Until it happens again.
Right. Got it.
But we don't create it like, okay, this is what's going to happen in it, this is what's going to happen in it. We already established that when we agreed that we wanted to have an extraordinary relationship.
Right.
Right.
If you don't have that part, then doing this completion work, you probably shouldn't try that at home.
Go through all of that and just say, I'm done, I'm tired. Well, we have a caller on the line. I want to give them an opportunity to chime in here. are you getting love? Caller, wow, this is 000012. I'm not sure who it is, but you've pressed 1 to raise your hand. I just want to acknowledge you. Who's on the line?
Hi, it's Tricia.
Hi, Shakesha. How are you? Welcome
to
Shakesha. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a comment. Questions are spinning, but I haven't quite figured out which question it is. First of all, I just want to thank John and Lisa for being on as a couple. It's great having a couple there to ask questions of. My first comment is, I just want to declare I'm interested in getting married again. It will be my 4th marriage. So, it's taking a lot for me to actually share that with the world. You know, I know it in my mind and heart. But I definitely want to declare it in the year 2010. And I'm very interested in looking at marriage and love from a whole different point of view than I've done before. Because I've always looked at it kind of like, the Hollywood way. You fall into it. It happens to you, and, I think very much like raising children, it's a lot more than what it looks like. So, and I'm finding the conversation that you guys are sharing with me really great. It's really having me look at some things that I've not looked at before, given that I've been married 3 times. Even in saying that, it's a mixed emotion because the 3 marriages used to be like an embarrassment. And then at one point I really got it was an acknowledgement of who I was as a woman, that a man realized that I was it for them 3 times. So, this love game is quite a game. So that's all I wanted to share right now. I'll have a question. I just haven't figured out what's the question yet.
Well, congratulations on acknowledging, Shakesha, on acknowledging to the world your commitment to being married again. I think that's a big step.
Me too.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, because really it points to some space of completion that you've gotten to for yourself.
Never thought about it like that.
Right. Kind of like completing on the past relationship to opens up the space to have a new one. And one of the things that has been shared is first that love of self, I'd ask the question, are you giving love to yourself? Because that provides space for you to love someone else. Then second thing that has been shared is, are you willing to give, share that love with someone else? And then the third question is, do you have the willingness to do the work or to work with someone else? Is that commitment there, you know, to share that experience with someone else? And those are questions where, you know, you might ask yourself those questions and the answers to those questions, and that will once you clear that space, then you can generate what this love relationship would look like with your new husband.
Well, one of the things that just popped right up for me when you were sharing those three areas to look at was the whole thing around loving yourself. And I must say within the last, I say 3 years, I've been really exploring this whole thing about loving myself and experiencing myself loving myself, you know, from the point of view of, like, actually understanding and appreciating my beauty, understanding and allowing myself to realize that I can take care of me, you know, like, I'm not a little person anymore, so I can take care of all of me. And I didn't see the parallel to that into opening myself to love. And this is what I'm finding very intriguing about this conversation, is all of the, I'm not connecting all of the dots, you know, the dots are all there, but perhaps I'm not connecting them. And in listening to the show, I'm starting to see the connections. And this connection about loving yourself is a big connector, because I've been really experiencing that with myself. And I guess it's not surprising that I'm now open to love, you know, with another.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, it's really a powerful thing to begin to love all of who you are, and might I add, all of who you're not. Because when you're able to do that, you are really a huge clearing for love to show up in another person for you. Because I think you begin to exude that presence that love is drawn to. People are drawn to that. And the right person that is magnetically aligned with you will show up when you are standing in your truth, your authentic truth, and you're loving all of who you are and all of who you're not. So you're just right in the right place. I think this is most likely the relationship that you've been waiting for.
It'll be probably the best relationship of your life, because now you're going into it with a clear, we keep talking about this distinction clearing, but as you know, clear yourself and you're attracting that which you really want for yourself, when you know yourself, it's easier to communicate what it is you want and need from someone else as a mate and as a partner. And that makes the new union, it makes it, I'll call it the right union, the lasting union, the phenomenal relationship that John and Lisa are talking about. John, you were going to share something?
Yeah, what I was going to say, and it's not specifically for you, Shakesha, although, you know, you may be able to use it, is that, you know, what I'm hearing tonight is one way you can look at this, I'm going to call it phenomenon, called love, is that it's an over here kind of thing. It's an internal kind of experience, or at least it starts as an internal experience. And I think where the mischief comes into play is when you're looking for it out there. When you're looking for it from somebody else, or you're looking for someone to be a particular way that matches what you would say they would be being if they loved you. And when you keep it over here, like I said earlier, I don't give love to get love. I give love because I give love. And oftentimes what happens is I get love. But it's not I'm giving it to get. Because if I did, I could see how I'll be really frustrated because it wouldn't come back the way I thought it should come back. So I think the mischief is when you can love yourself, like Lisa said, all of who you are, all of who you're not, and you can love other people for all of who they are and all of who they're not. And you actually become the clearing for love. It's amazing, like she said earlier, what it causes in other people, or what how the vibration becomes in sync with another. And if you find yourself really frustrated with someone who about how somebody else is being, particularly in the area of love, then you really want to look over here about who you're being about that. And not like you got to instantly change it so that they still, they'll love you, because that's more the same. And when you begin, or one begins to get comfortable in their own skin, for all of who they are and all of who they're not, it's amazing how attractive they become, or one becomes. And so I just wanted to add that the mischief is over there and thinking that love is out there. Mm-hmm. At least that's one way of looking at it that seemed to work for us.
Sorry, gotcha.
Okay.
Right. So we have about 7 minutes, and Shakesha, I don't know if you were prepared to do a summit moment in this space or not. If not, I was going to ask John and Lisa a couple more questions before we wrap up.
Well, yes, I like to do a summit moment.
Okay.
This summit moment happened in New York, which was one of our largest summits. We had at least, I think it was either 300 to 500 people there. It was just really awesome. And one of the things that happened was during one of the times in what we'll call the adult room, the youth came into the room, and they took the stage, and they had a request of the gathering. And the request was in the form of for one of the youth who had a large college payment due to continue to attend Spelman. And so they requested, I believe it was $3,000. And within less than 20 minutes, more than $3,000 was raised right in the room. So much was raised in the room that the rest of it took care of other payments that other students had that they weren't requesting, that, you know, they had all banded to make this request for one student. But it just shows the power that we are, and how it's all within our community, and how quickly it can be brought, you know, into realization. Because like I said, in less than 20 minutes, it was handled. Mm. And it was awesome because the youth were like actually like not thinking of themselves individually, but as themselves collectively. And we as elders were able to supply them exactly what they needed without any hesitation. So it's just awesome to watch that as a participant, you know, to see the power and the beauty and the abundance that we are as a people. So it was quite a summit moment.
Thank you for sharing that. And it's interesting, too, inside of this conversation, that all in that law of reciprocation, it's like what you give comes back to you. Like the Bible says, pressed down, running over, multiply, and the love conversation is really just that. And what you're pointing to is the love that exists inside of the Summit community with one another that we express. In this case, it was a monetary expression, but just the support of one another and what we're up to and how we support our youth. And I wanted to share there's going to be there's actually a youth conference in Canada on February the 27th, which is a huge, huge event. You can go to the website for the Black Summit. I think it's posted there, and it's also posted on the Five Dreads and a Ballhead website as well. You can get the detailed information about the youth summit that's going on there. We have 3 minutes left, so I'd like to have maybe a minute wrap-up comment from Lisa and John, and then I'm going to close the show out. But before you do the wrap-up, I just want to let people know that we are having an oxygen room. If you want to continue tonight's conversation, are you giving, getting love, you can join us in the oxygen room. It's the off-the-air conversation after the talk show, and there's a conference line. The number is 218-339-4300, extension 786674. Again, that number is 218-339-4300, extension 786674, and you can join us in the conversation and give us, you know, your comments and stuff offline, off air rather, directly after the show. And we'll be completing in about 2 minutes. John and Lisa? Any final comments?
I would say that everybody deserves somebody best for them, and if you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with.
Amen. All right, again.
Woo woo! Yeah, with that said, with my funny husband, I'll leave you with this. I wrote this piece, and it's short, but it sums up what we said tonight. It says, all there is this moment. Love emerges from the shadows, flowing, floating in the wind. In the moment, it is created. Like a gush of wind forms from the unknown swirling, births a dancing funnel across the lands. Love is born from a gush of your own creation, from an unknown place within your heart's belonging. It forms, slowly evolving. Out of nowhere, it is there. As quickly as it forms, it's gone, disappearing in thin air. Only in this very moment is it created. As your mind dreams life's romances in the shadows of passionate desires, it, sweet innocent, love is made real. All there is this moment. Love the one you're with.
Love the one you're with. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Give love to yourself. Give love to others. Be willing to do the work. Be committed. Have some humor. And it has truly been a pleasure. I want to thank our guests, Lisa and John Thomas. I want to thank the IDS Talk Show team members and everyone who listened, chatted online to share. If you have any comments about tonight's show, You can post it on our blog at www.blacksummit.org, Are You Getting Getting Love? Or feel free to send us an email at talkshow@blacksummit.org. My name is Claroline Stavon, and I invite you to show up powerfully in your life and share the special gift that God gave only to you. See you in Baltimore. Cool show. Thank you guys so much. I wish we had more time, but if you want to get on the line for the oxygen room, the number is 218. Let me go back to my calendar here.
You're still online. No, you're not.
No, we're off. We're off air. We're off live anyway. Yeah.
I have
218-339-4300, and the extension is 786674.
Okay.
Okay.
See you there. Cool. Peace and love.
All right. And that was it.